Oh, good. You picked up. It's me, Isabella. Remember from the pool? Yeah, I'm good. How did I get your number? Guess. You have no idea how I could have gotten your number. Then, who put those flyers up in the lobby advertising your computer repair and whatever services? Oh, yeah, now you remember. Bit ditzy today, are we? Well, it is late. I'll give you that. Why did I call? Why? Do you want me to hang up? Were you going to bed? Getting ready to jack off? Hello? Still there? How old am I? You weren't concerned about my age when you were down at the pool, hitting on me and my girlfriends. Yeah, you were. Asking if I had a boyfriend, which apartment I'm in, telling me about your fancy car, your awesome entertainment system, and all the movies you have. What foods do I like to eat? How you like to cook? Oh, yeah, just neighborly. Well, if my dad was down there with us, do you think the conversation would have gone differently? Listen, I'm just teasing. We didn't mind. When a cute guy talks to us, of course we don't mind. Well, okay, the reason I called. I wanted your advice. I was thinking of putting up a flyer in the lobby as well to advertise my services. My service. Making men come. Is there something wrong with this line? It seems to keep going dead. Is this weird? This conversation? Should I hang up? Was just thinking, this is the kind of conversation you wanted to have with me by the pool. If we were alone, that is. Okay, so what about my business idea? Do you think I could get a lot of clients by advertising in the lobby? Oh, yeah? Yeah, do you think I'd be able to, handle the load? What about you? Would you be a client? Oh, I don't want to embarrass you. Let me ask a different question. How many dicks do you think I could take in, say, an hour? I mean, how long would a dick last in my mouth, do you think? On average. I'm only asking because I'm just a little girl, and I don't know much about sucking dicks. Okay, well, just speaking for you then, how long do you think you would last if I knelt down in front of you, pulled your pants down, slid your penis into my wet mouth, closed my lips around? Are you hard now? Then why are you playing with yourself through your boxers? Oh, didn't I mention I'm watching you? Yeah, from my bedroom, I can see into your bedroom. Hey, turn your lights back on. Aw, come out and play with me. I can see you peeking around your curtains, trying to figure out which room is my bedroom. No, you can't see me. My lights are off. But, yeah, I want your lights on. Why not? They were just on a minute ago. It's nearly 1 a.m. on a Wednesday. Who else would be up at this hour looking into your bedroom other than a sexy young girl who wants to see your cock? I'd say it's fair. You get what you want, which is to talk to me, and I get what I want, which is to see you do stuff. Okay, let's try that. Just the lamp next to your bed. Yeah, that's okay. I can see. Oh, come on. You put on sweatpants? But I'm in my underwear. Yeah, that's true. You can't see me. But maybe you will soon. No, I can't come to your apartment. My dad is home and in bed. How will I explain going out at 1 a.m.? No, we're just gonna stick with the phone at this point. Be a good boy and make me happy. And well, tomorrow is a new day, full of possibilities. Shush. So, tell me, in your panic, did you lose Mr. Chubbs? Your erection, silly. Aw, that's okay. Don't cry. Mama will help you get your stiffy back, okay? Let's see if a little girl can get you hard again using only her mouth. I mean, her voice. So, what would you like to talk about? First of all, stop pacing and sit on the edge of your bed facing the window. Okay, now put your phone on speaker and set it down next to you on the bed. I like how that looks. You're just sitting there, looking out the window, thinking about sexy Isabella and her hot friends, wondering which window is her bedroom. Fidgety? You don't know what to do with your hands now, do you? Now that you know you have an audience? Why don't you grab your dick again? Reluctant? Don't you want to grab yourself in front of me, a little girl? Or am I? Let's see what we can do. As I remember, we were talking about my business idea when you got hard before. So, what do you think of the idea? Isabella makes men come. That's what I'll call it. Oh, wait. I know what the slogan will be. Hey, you horny fellas. Come to Isabella's dad's apartment. Maybe I should leave that last part off. Seriously, though, when we were trying to figure out how many dicks I could suck in a day, specifically, I was asking about your dick. You were going to tell me just how fast you'd come in my mouth. Huh? How long do you think you could stand a little sucky sucky in my warm, wet mouth? Groaning? Oh. Crossing your legs now, are we? Why don't you give it a few rubs? Just you, me, and I won't tell if you won't. Just one squeeze. That's all? Boo! Let me tell you about what I do with reluctant boys that won't let me blow them. I take the what? Lots of reasons. I'm married. My girlfriend is in the next room. Someone will see us. You're too young. I could go to jail. Sure, they could just walk away, but it seems they never do. They protest in a pathetic way as I undo their belt. No, stop. And as I pull their zipper down, we can't do this. But he usually stops with a groan when they feel my soft, young fingers slide under the waistband of their underwear and wrap around their penis. Much like the way you'll be groaning soon enough. So anyway, what I like to do with these reluctant boys is I take their hard on and put just the tip in my mouth. I hold it there with my lips and bathe the tip with my tongue, but I don't let them in any deeper. Then I'll take one hand and start tickling their balls lightly while I take the fingers of my other hand and run just the tips up and down the underside of their dick. Sometimes I use three fingers. Sometimes two, and sometimes just one lonely fingertip up and down the underside of their dick, just below the head. What do you think that would feel like if I did that to you? Oh, that's right. That's good. I thought that would get you stroking. Don't stop. It's 1 point for Isabella. So, you've got my slow finger teasing their panic button, my fingernails tickling their balls, and just the head being held in my hot little mouth, being massaged by my wet tongue. Why are you cradling your head in the other hand? You're not feeling a twinge of shame that a little girl has talked you into jacking off for her, are you? Don't. Don't. I mean, don't stick your hand in your sweats. Take your hand out now. If you want to feel bare skin on your horny throb monster, take it out. I want to see you do it. I'm waiting. Well, if you're not going to take it out, don't go in after it. Just rub it through your pants. Good boy. So anyway, as I was saying, my nails and fingertips are teasing the balls and shaft while they are barely head deep into the wet, sucking heaven they so desperately want. And I just keep them there indefinitely. Do you like that? Don't be so sure. In a minute or so, Mr. Reluctant will inevitably thrust forward, trying to get away from those fingers and into my mouth, at which point I totally let go. Then I'll scold them about, I don't know, trying to rape my mouth or something, and I'll start it all over again. As soon as I sense they're trying to get more than I'm willing to give them at that moment, I let go and let them suffer. Why? Because they made me wait, like you were. Because I had to tell them multiple times, just like with you. Because they have to learn that we do it my way, or we don't do it. Boys need to be trained, like a puppy. Do what you're told, and I can be very, very nice to you. Otherwise, I'll send you away dripping, aching, full of regret. Would you like to be my puppy? Why don't you pull your pants down? You appear to be thinking about it. Here, how about some motivation? Hold on a sec. Okay. And send. Check your phone. Selfie! That's my tits and my bra. No, of course I didn't include my face. Am I stupid? Could be anybody's tits. Come on. Do they look like just anybody's tits? Think back to the pool. All that staring and you don't recognize my tits when you see them again? Get back to stroking. Look at my tits and play with yourself. That's right. That's what I like to see. It would feel better if you rubbed your bare dick though, wouldn't it? Do it. You can use lube if you want. Come on. Check the drawer of your nightstand. I'm sure you'd find something. That's right. Keep rubbing. Slow down. I don't want you to come. I want to make you do it. How? I haven't decided yet. Listen, I don't like how you're trying to hide what you're doing. Put both feet flat on the ground. Now move the phone. Now keep stroking. Are you getting close? Hold on and don't come yet. Okay, check your phone. Hand bra. Okay, time's up. You know what picture will be next, but you gotta give me what I want first. You want skin, you show skin. Yeah, that's right. Down they go. Boing! There it is. Now just sit there a moment. It looks real hard. Is it? No, don't touch it. Just wait. Why are you looking at the floor? Look up. Look at my window. Which window? Just pick one. Do you want to stroke it? Do you want to come? Okay, you can stroke it, but don't come. That's good. Keep your head up. Or you can look at the phone if you want. Jack off for my tits. Imagine what my nipples might look like under my hands. Keep stroking that bare dick Doesn't that feel better? Now I'm wondering, how should I make you come? Yeah, I said that, but maybe I will come down. Just for a minute. Jack it faster for us. What? What are you talking about? Oh, didn't I tell you? My friend Kayla is there with me. Oh, come on. Covering up? Let's not be a baby about this. Who's Kayla? You don't remember her from the pool? Red bikini. I'm surprised you don't remember her. I think she's way prettier than me. Shut up. I'm not very happy with you right now. And if I'm not happy, I'm sure shit not gonna make you happy. You want to make me happy, there's got to be consequences for covering up. I know. Feet on the floor, pants down, and lay back on the bed. Hands away from your cock. That's right, all the way back. Let's call this the submissive puppy pose. Now we can really see you. You're still very hard. Good. Okay. Grab your dick and start stroking again, but just your thumb and forefinger. While you're stroking, apologize to Kayla for hiding your dick from her. Not good enough. Try again, and don't stop playing with yourself. That's better. And your reward? You can use your whole hand now. Thank me. You're welcome. You know, I'm surprised you didn't figure this out sooner. When I sent you the hand bra picture and you saw both my hands, didn't you wonder who was holding the camera? What's that, Kayla? Yeah, only enough blood for one head at a time. You should be glad she's here. She's the one telling me to go down there and suck you off. She wants to watch me do it. Should I do that? You want to come in my mouth? Whoa, slow down there. Don't spoil my fun by spoiling your t-shirt there. Just use one finger now. Well, you heard the Kayla plan. Now, let me tell you about the Isabella plan. And, tell me if you don't like this better. It starts the same. You get yourself right to the edge. You've got to be right on the edge. I'll run down there and kneel down on your bedroom floor. I'll have my cell phone with the timer app set for 15 seconds, which I'll start as soon as my knees hit the floor. You let me suck on that dick, and if you're really on the edge, you should be able to have a good hot cum in that amount of time. Otherwise, no cumming. Oh my, you're squirming. Don't blow it now, not before I blow it. I'm not done telling you the plan. When the timer goes off, I'll immediately get up and leave. Hopefully with a mouthful of cum, your cum. Stay on the phone because I'm going to run back to my apartment and kiss Kayla full on the mouth. My mouth's still full of your cum, and we'll make out and French and stuff with your cum, and you can listen. Would you like that? My God. Kayla, did you hear that? I didn't know a grown man could whimper like that. Yeah, you're right. It must be the puppy pose. So, do you prefer the Isabella plan or the Kayla plan? I thought so. Okay, sir. You tell me. How close are you to coming? Really? Do you think 15 seconds would be enough time if I suck you real good? Don't disappoint me. I really want to bring a load back for Kayla. Begging now? You can't wait? Well, you have to. Because I'm not coming down. No, I'm not coming down, and you can't come. Why? Because you practically made me beg to get you jacking off, and that's just not how this works. And then you were hiding yourself from me, and then again from Kayla. What I want is for you to do what I ask. No, forget it. It's too late. You blew it. But if you're willing to do something for me, I will call you tomorrow and we can arrange for a nice big come then. And my dad will be gone. You want to do that? Okay, here's what I want you to do. First of all, I don't want you to jack off tonight. Of course, I can't know for sure you didn't jack off, but it can make it difficult. So, I want you to go right to bed, but leave the lights on all night. I'm not going to stay up all night watching you, but you'll never know when I'm watching you. If you go to the bathroom, you better make it really fast. Okay, well, that's the easy part. Here's the hard part. I want you to send me a picture. I've already sent you two of me. Your picture, though, will be one of your hard dick touching the doorknob of our apartment. It's apartment 312. I'm going to wrap some of my jewelry around the doorknob so I know you didn't just take a picture of your own doorknob. Yes, you can do that. And I don't want you to just stick your dick through your fly. Your pants have to be down. I want to see your butt, your very stiff cock touching the doorknob in my jewelry so that I know you were up here. I better have that picture by tomorrow morning or no call. Also, if your dick is not hard enough, no call. We wouldn't have to go through this again if you just listened to me from the beginning. Now, to show you that I'm a good person and that I care about you and your orgasm, would you like some extra credit that might still get your dick in my mouth tonight? Yes? Okay, when you come up here to take the picture, I might be looking through the peephole. Put on a show for me. Impress me. Make me really hot for that big dick. And if you go the extra mile, if I like what I see, I'll open my door, but I'll leave the chain on. Stick your dick through the crack, and I promise I'll put your dick into something for 15 seconds. It might be my mouth. It might be Kayla's mouth. It might be our hands. It might be a jar of mayonnaise. Whatever it is, you can fuck it for 15 seconds, so be very, very horny. What should you do? I don't know. Take off all your clothes and get completely naked. Fuck a piece of fruit, write Isabella's bitch on your stomach in Sharpie. I can't tell you because it's your job to impress me. Why? Because you're the horny boner boy that wants to make cummies for a little girl, and I'm the little girl. If you don't impress me, then the door will never open. So, until the door opens, I'm not impressed enough. Or, I went to bed and I'm not even watching. Yeah, I might go to bed right now and never even go to the door. You don't worry your pretty little head about that, though. But remember, that part's just extra credit. Just sleep with the lights on and send me the picture I asked for, and I'll call you late tomorrow. Okay? You know what you have to do? Okay, I'll be watching. Maybe. Good night.